3 VAs. Ballarat today.
Maggie Kirkpatrick was, you know, a big part of that show, as we said, but it's only 4.5 years of her entire career. She started out back in 1971 in the Thursday Creek Mob TV series, and she's worked on stage and screen, and she's also got a new book out called The Gloves Are Off, and it's got a great picture of her in the prison uniform there with the leather gloves she should pull on from time to time on the show. But we caught up with her earlier this morning and just asked, how'd you get into acting?
I think I was a bit of a show-off as a kid.
Okay.
I was pretty much a class clown, you know, and I think probably to get rid of a bit of energy or whatever, my mother had me going to elocution lessons, and they turned into sort of speech and drama, and bit by bit I competed in various Stedfords, and mainly doing the classics, like characters from Shakespeare and stuff like that. And of course my very first job was with the Shakespeare Company, and I haven't done Shakespeare ever since, in the past nearly 60 years. And I had great dreams at one point of being a fabulous Shakespearean actress. You know, I thought Dame Maggie would be rather nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be good, wouldn't it?
It never happened.
Okay, maybe it's on the way soon. But your career, from what I can see from IMBD, is started back in 1971, and you've played so many different types of characters. What kind of character do you like to play the most?
Well, I seem to get the strong, the domineering, the... Oh, I don't know what. But occasionally, and happily, I get to play glamorous, sophisticated, or lovely working class Australian women of a certain age, and I think they're probably my favourites.
I reckon if I had a chance to play somebody, I'd love to be a villain, which you've certainly played very well. Obviously, Joan Ferguson is one of your most well-known parts, but it was only 4.5 years of your career.
Yes, indeed it was. So there's the power of television, Gareth. You know, I mean, I'm much more proud of some of my theatre achievements than I am of Joan Ferguson, but the impact that still goes on over 30 years since the show ended is quite extraordinary for me. And with the book now, I've had so many orders from all over the United Kingdom, from the United States, from Canada, from Sweden. I don't understand it, frankly. You know, I mean, I have my own sort of personal tastes and favourites of performers and of shows, but I'm not obsessive about it.
What do you think of all the prisoner spin-offs? I mean, there's Wentworth, I think there was a show called Cell Block H. Orange is the New Black is quite similar.
Well, I think, yeah, well, you see, you know, Prisoner, as we made it back in the 80s, was fine for that time. Personally, I think Wentworth is fabulous. I think it's a terrific show that's right for now, for the 21st century. The stories are prettier. I think the performances are better. It's much more cutting edge. And I think, you know, Orange is the New Black is in a similar vein. But perhaps neither of those shows would have happened if Prisoner hadn't happened back in the 70s and 80s.
One thing they don't have is an elder press. that was silly. As a kid, I used to watch you on TV. You played that great menacing role. But it's those things that really stick with you. In fact, you've had people from overseas come up all those years later and used to watch you and approach you in the street. How does that feel now?
Oh, well, sometimes I play a little joke and people say, oh, gosh, aren't you that woman from that show? And I say, well, which show do you mean? Well, you know, the one about the women's prison, the prison warder. And I said, oh, her. Oh, good grief, no. I'm always being mistaken for her. gets me off the hook.
Do you get people, I mean, it must be difficult. Do you get people who mix fantasy and reality?
Oh, yeah. It's very, very strange. Few and far between, but, you know, it takes all kinds, Gabe. And, you know, there are some people who seem to think that Maggie Kirkpatrick is, in fact, that person. And I've found that a bit disturbing to my detriment over the years. And most particularly during a very painful time in my life in 2015 when the media seemed to think that I was Joan Ferguson.
How did you feel during that time? Because quite often you can have trial by media, I guess, and everybody's got an opinion without knowing the closer details. And, of course, you were acquitted, weren't you?
Yep, that's right. And I felt that that was indeed the case at the time, Gareth. And it put me and my family through an enormously painful time. But, you know, that was then, this is now.
So, Maggie, tell us about your early years.
My mother and I lived in Rutherglen, where my grandmother had a pub, because my father, whom I never knew, was away at the war, and he was killed in North Africa in the year that I was born, in fact, and so I never knew him. And I've been thinking, since writing about that, I've been thinking that perhaps not having had the role model of the father figure might be perhaps one of the reasons for my shocking choices in men over the years.
No, it's an interesting point you make, but look, it sounds like you've had such a colourful life, and you've left a great mark on the Australian acting scene. And have you got any visions of stopping, or are you just going to keep going?
Oh, look, I would like to keep going, Gareth, but it's... I guess it's a case of it's manners to wait till you're asked, isn't it? You know, I'm still waiting for that phone to ring from my agent with a nice little film job or something. In the meantime, I just, you know, get on with a bit of gardening and binge-watching on Netflix.
There you go. A bit of gardening and binge-watching on Netflix. What a way to, I guess, wind down your retirement. She's 78 years of age, so
wow.
She's certainly had plenty of acting roles throughout the years since... back in 1971.
Isn't that incredible?
We'll pop that interview on our website at 3ba.com.au. You know what, we do laggers around here. Remember that saying from Prisoner?
No, don't put my hand in the press.
Got any good memories of Prisoner? Go to Facebook at Radio 3BA. On Ballarat Today.